Exercise 1, page 86.
The Tunguska event. Suddenly, the sky was split in two, and high above the forest, the whole northern part of the sky appeared covered in fire. At that moment, there was a bang in the sky, and a mighty crash, followed by a noise like stones falling from the sky, or of guns firing. The earth trembled. This is how a witness described one of the most mysterious and frightening events to occur on the planet in history. It was around 7 a.m. on the 30th of June 1908, near Vanavara in Siberia. And people were just waking up, when suddenly there was a huge explosion in the skies above the Podkamene-Tunguska River. The shock of the blast was so strong that it was recorded by instruments as far away as England. Millions of trees were flattened, and thousands of reindeer and other wildlife were killed. Surprisingly and fortunately, there were no human victims, though. After the blast, thick clouds gathered in the skies over the region, reflecting the sunlight away. At the time, no one understood what had happened, and local people thought that the god Ogdi had punished them. The Tunguska region is so remote that it took over a decade for scientists to organize an expedition to investigate the event. Most experts now believe that a comet or asteroid was to blame for the destruction. They say that as it ripped through the sky, it heated the air around it to 24,700 degrees Celsius and eventually exploded into a fireball at 8,500 meters above the ground, releasing energy equal to about 1,000 times the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Recent studies of the area have revealed a pleasantly surprising fact, though. The soil in the Tunguska area is richer than volcanic ash, and the plant life is growing four times faster than it normally should. In fact, it seems the comet, meteor or asteroid may have been a gift from the heavens, as the area is becoming like a Garden of Eden.